This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So one of the reasons that Allah sent messengers and prophets to teach humanity justice. Allah said that when He created human being, the way we were created, part of the nature of human being, that human being transgress. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Humans transgress. Human always want more. Human always can cross the line. And can be greedy. And can treat people based on his own special interest. And all this happened and possible. And this normal for human being. In order for this human to set a balance, to be just, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this messenger and prophets with books, with teachings, to establish this justice on earth. Yes, we try to be just today. But look at humans in general, through the course of the history of humanity. You will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried to protect human from human. And I once read an article, about the number of people who were killed by human versus the number of people who die in natural disaster. And the number is way higher when it comes to human, how they kill other humans. Way more than any number that you can think of who die in a natural disaster. Just look at World War II, how many people die in this war. Or look at the Civil War, like, for example, in the United States, as I'm familiar with. Look at the history of those people who have done injustice to others. It's unbelievable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messenger to protect human, actually from humans. From humans. And teach them what the rules and set the rules that bring justice to humanity. I remember one time, and justice, it means to put things where it belongs. Justice, it put things where it belongs. One reporter once asked me a question. In the time of the Danish cartoons, she said, "Do you believe in freedom of speech?" I said, "Yes, I do." Then she said, "So are you mad about the cartoons?" I would assume, "Yes, you're Muslim." I said, "Yes, I am." She said, "Don't you think that they have a right to express their views of your prophet and your messenger?" I said to her, "I mean, everybody can say whatever he wants, but not on the expense of lying, not on the expense of changing the facts and deceiving people. These images and pictures did not represent my prophet or my messenger. I wouldn't be upset if it's, even though I wouldn't agree with the way it's written as a cartoon, but the problem for me is not just the drawing. The problem is the message of this drawing. That this is lying. This is fooling people. And I think that's not right. And I think that freedom of speech here need to be stopped because this is deceiving people. Isn't illegal, for example, at least as I know we are in the United States, if you are in a theater and you said fire. You know what? I thought, I want to say fire. No, but this has caused trouble. That will lead people to run out of the theater and they might hurt one another and can cause damage. I said, now in France, they passed this law. If I deny the existence of the mass killing of the Armenians by the hand of the Turk, I will go to jail. And if you deny the Holocaust, for example, you go to jail. That's right? She said, yes, that's right. I said, even though I believe it is a historical fact that this has happened, that mass killing to the Jewish and to the Armenians in the history. But this is just a historical fact. But if somebody stood up in Europe today, in France, and said, I deny the existence of God, what would happen to him? What is more factual, a historical event or the existence of the Almighty, the one who created the heavens and earth? I said, where do we draw the line? Then she said, you tell me. Good point. Do tell me. I said, I can tell you very easily. For me, it's done deal. She said, how's that? I said, for me, I draw the line with my Lord tell me to draw the line. For me, it's easy. I don't need to be confused like you. You have to figure out this is a problem you created, not me. For me as a Muslim, I tell you, the Prophet and Messenger for all believers told us that's the line you cannot cross. Okay, fine. That's easy. I can now work in my promises. The messengers came to us to draw this line, to know where it's considered justice and where it will be unjust and not fair. Where it will be right and when it will be wrong. Where is my freedom stop and where is my freedom can to how far it can reach. And you know what? I'm very happy with that line because it was drawn and it was put by the Almighty, not by a bunch of just happened to be elected people. And Allah doesn't deal with us in details in general through His messages. He gives us a guidelines and He always gives a room for human to come up also with their own rules and regulations. That's fine. But in the end, the guidelines, it's given by the Almighty, the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu.